Hello, my name is Lucy, and today I'll be sharing why Swift is the next big thing for IoT. So in 2016, I got my degree in electrical engineering, and I started working full-time in hardware design and embedded systems. While this type of work was really rewarding, I was super interested in learning modern software development, specifically iOS and Internet of Things. So Internet of Things is taking everyday objects, connecting them to the internet, and making them smarter and more interactive. Take a simple example. A smart light that integrates seamlessly with the Home app and can turn on with a motion sensor. So as I was working full-time as an electrical engineer, my days were spent coding in C for embedded systems. But at night, I was coding in Swift, building my first iOS app. At the time, these two worlds, app development and embedded systems, felt miles apart. I remember when I was coding in C, and I would worry that a single typo could crash my program, or even worse, damage my hardware. That constant worry made Swift's modern features like type safety, automatic memory management, and interoperability with C even more exciting, hinting at its potential to bring my two worlds together. Traditionally, developers have had to rely on languages like C or C++. These precise languages give you full control over the hardware, but that precision comes with challenges, like manual memory management, error-prone code, and a steep learning curve. Now, if we fast forward to 2024, embedded Swift was announced. And suddenly, my two worlds didn't just overlap, they intersected. Embedded Swift is a subset of Swift, not a variant or a dialect. So all the code that I write in embedded Swift also works in full Swift. Embedded Swift brings modern, safe, and scalable code to hardware development. And today, I'm going to show you how I used it to create a smart light with motion detection. I started with the Matter example in Swift. This project was featured in the video Go Small with Embedded Swift. Today, I'm only going to go over the additions that I made for my motion sensor, but if you're interested in the rest of the implementation, go ahead and check out the repo. So my motion sensor detects motion, and it sends a high signal to my ESP32C6. Then this signal will update the state of the LED to either be on or off, and the change reflects in the Home app. In this project, I'm using embedded Swift, an ESP32C6 board, a motion sensor, and the Matter protocol. Here's a quick close-up of the circuit for my motion sensor. I have my smart light with me here today. I have VS Code pulled up, and my program's already running, and you can see the logs in the terminal here. So I'm going to do a quick walkthrough of my code. So the first thing I did was add the driver for my GPIO pin, my interrupt headers, and a Matter C++ call that I will need when I'm updating the state of the LED so it will sync with the Home app. All of this is in the bridging header, which enables interoperability with these C and C++ libraries. Now we can move on to the core functionality of my sensor in motionSensor.swift. Starting in the initializer, I've added two functions, setupGPIO and setupTask. SetupGPIO configures my GPIO pin to interface with my sensor. ensuring that it can receive input signals when motion is detected. The second function, setup task, establishes a thread-safe interrupt handler for my GPIO pin. So when my interrupt fires, my LED will update, ensuring that my system responds in real time. One thing that I really appreciate about Swift is its structured approach to error handling. So for example, if my GPIO pin doesn't configure correctly or my interrupt fails, it will throw a very specific error. And here's how I set that up for my pin. I created a custom extension in Swift that defines all of the specific cases that I could possibly fail in my functions. So these errors can be handled with Swift's do-catch or if-let blocks. So scrolling back up to my initializer, if either of my functions have an error, I gracefully catch the error and restart my board. This adds to the reliability of my program because I'm effectively handling issues at runtime. The next thing I need to do is make sure that the LED state is synced with the home app. So let's go to matter.swift, where I've extended the pre-existing functionality to add this function, report light state. So when the state of the LED changes, I use this matter call to make sure that the home app can stay in sync with the LED. Wrapping everything up in main.swift, I initialize my motion sensor on GPIO pin 5. I chose pin 5 because it was one of the available pins that could configure an interrupt. I decided to use a closure in Swift because it makes my motion detection logic easy to read. So when my interrupt fires, I've set up a callback that will execute the code in this closure. I have a variable called LED.enabled. This was already in the implementation, but what it does is turn the LED on or off. So that's the first thing that I do when my motion sensor detects motion, is I toggle the state of that variable. And then to ensure the home app stays in sync, I use my report light state function to update the state of the LED to the current state. Lastly, I built and flashed the program to my board. And I have it running in my terminal. You can see the logs every time the LED state changes. Embedded Swift has changed the way that I do IoT development. It reduces risk of memory leaks with automatic memory management, avoids error-prone code with built-in safety features, and it's easier for me to read. Its small memory footprint makes it ideal for IoT devices. But Swift's potential doesn't stop there. It connects all parts of IoT, embedded, server, and application. This simplifies development, removes barrier of entry for startups, and enables the creation of efficient, scalable, and user-friendly products. And that's why Swift is the next big thing for IoT. Thank you.